Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the morning bulletin. I am Matsina. The Union Cabinet, chaired by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi, yesterday condemned the terrorist attack involving a car explosion in Delhi, which claimed 8 lives and injured several others on Monday. The Cabinet adopted a resolution and expressed its profound grief over the loss of lives in the Delhi blast. It observed 2 minutes silence in honour of innocent lives lost. The Cabinet reaffirmed the government's steadfast resolve to safeguard the lives and well-being of all Indians, consistent with its enduring commitment to national security and the safety of every citizen. Briefing media in New Delhi after the Cabinet meeting, Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, "The Cabinet reiterated India's unwavering commitment to a policy of zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations."
Cabinet unequivocally condemns this dastardly and cowardly act that has led to the loss of innocent lives. The Cabinet reiterates India's unwavering commitment to a policy of zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. The Cabinet also recorded its appreciation for the statements of solidarity and support from many governments around the world.
The situation continues to be closely monitored at the highest levels of the government. Mr. Vaishnav said the Cabinet has approved the Export Promotion Mission, EPM, to strengthen the export ecosystem with an outlay of over 25,000 crore rupees. This is a flagship initiative announced in the Union Budget 2025-26 to strengthen India's export competitiveness, particularly for MSMEs, first-time exporters and labour-intensive sectors. He said the mission will provide a comprehensive, flexible and digitally driven framework for export promotion for financial year 2025-26 to financial year 2030-31.
Today, the Export Promotion Mission has been launched with an outlay of 25,060 crore rupees and a duration of 6 years. It has been designed in a very comprehensive manner to support the entire export ecosystem. Priority will be given to sectors that are currently facing adverse impacts, such as textiles, leather, jewelry, engineering goods, and marine products.
Mr. Vaishnav said the government also gave a note to introduction of credit guarantee scheme for exporters for providing 100% credit guarantee coverage by National Credit Guarantee Trustee Company Limited to member lending institutions for extending additional credit facilities up to 20,000 crore rupees to eligible exporters, including MSMEs. Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited the Lok Nayak Jay Prakash Narayan Hospital yesterday to meet the people injured in the car blast that occurred near Red Fort area in the national capital on Monday. The Prime Minister reached the hospital immediately after landing in Delhi following the conclusion of his two-day visit to Bhutan. Mr. Modi interacted with the injured and wished them a speedy recovery. He was also briefed by officials and doctors at the hospital. Later, in a social media post, Mr. Modi said those behind the conspiracy will be brought to justice. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare yesterday issued an updated health advisory to all states and union territories on air pollution under the National Programme on Climate Change and Human Health. It has called for the establishment of chest clinics at community health centres, district hospitals and medical colleges in urban areas. It has also suggested these clinics to function for a minimum of 2 hours every day during peak months of air pollution. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Imkong L. Imchan will be remembered for his outstanding contributions to the development of Nagaland. In a social media post, the Prime Minister noted that Mr. Imchan had been active in public life for many years and was deeply committed to the welfare of tribal communities. He added that Mr. Imchan's legislative and ministerial tenures will be fondly remembered and also acknowledged his efforts in strengthening the BJP in Nagaland. The Prime Minister extended his condolences to the bereaved family and supporters in this hour of grief. A training program on the implementation and data collection of the Panchayat Advancement Index, PAI 2.0, under the revamped Rashtriya Gram Swaraj Abhiyan, RGSA, was held yesterday at Dimapur. The program, organized by the State Institute of Rural Development Nagaland, was attended by district heads and block officials from Dimapur, Newland and Chumukedima. Project Director Dimapur Lima Meren Yaden, in his inaugural address, highlighted the importance of PAI 2.0 as a scientific tool for bottom-up planning and urged officials to ensure accuracy and sincerity in its implementation. RGSA consultant Risuli Rakho informed that PAI data will form the basis for the National Panchayat Award 2025 to be held annually in November. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned for the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.